We're on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Rava Rami. Rava asked a kasha. We heard before that Rabbi said that if a person was chaytach the Korban Pesach and he roasted it al Gabi Gecholim, so Rabbi was machadish chotchoy venosne al Gabi Gecholim, Rabbi oimer ani shezetz liyesh. But Gecholim loicha shoyz is called glowing coals. This is called tliyesh. So now, Rava asked Akasha and Rebbe. Mi omar Rebbe Gecholim ikri eish. The Gecholim are called eish. Vereminu al eshki washaylem. It says, by the avoid of the Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim, it says, v'lokach kach lei eish mi'al ha'mizbeach. So it says as follows, Vereminu al eshki washaylem. Gachlei. It says he should take Gecholim. Yochel oimemois, afilu, the Gecholim, they're not glowing, they're not burning anymore. Talmud loima eish. So it says eish, e eish, yochel shall have it, that you need a flame. Talmud loima gachlei, okay, tzad, maybe minach loichesha. So you bring from the loichashis. That means gachalei eish. Gachalei would mean aimemites. Eish means shall have it. And but since it says both together, gachalei eish, so it means a gecheles, that there's eish in it, that means a glowing coal. That means loichashis. That is the barais. So before we ask any kashas, the Baraisa alone is Soisa Zich Mineya Bey. That means, without the Stira, there's a Stira between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Baraisa. The Reisha says that Gachalei means Oimemois. So what does Loichashais mean? So Loichashais is called Eish already. The Seifa of the Baraisa says Eish means Shalheves. So it means loichashois is not called a shalavis, is not called an eish. So the baraisa, that's what the Gemara is going to ask. Before we ask any kashas on Rebbe, we have to be miyashiv the baraisa. Amrit gachlei yochel oimemois. If it says we'll say gachlei alone, so I would think that oimemois are sufficient. That's what's telling us gachlei. Am loichashois, that's from gachlei, eish nimo. Loichashois, that falls into the category of H. It says, Gachle, you don't need loichashois. You need the oimemites. Eima seife, e eish, yochu shall heves, tamad loima, gachle. Alma filo loichashois, lav eish ninu. So the baraisa, before we ask any kashas, we have to be miyashiv, the loshana baraisa. From the reish of the baraisa would seem that loichashois, gecholim loichashois, glowing coals, falls into the category of H. From the safe of the Barais, it would seem that gecholim loichashois is not in the category of H. H is only shalhevitz, gecholim loichashois, that's kachelos, not H. But Omar Rav Sheshet, so Rav Sheshet was miyashim the loshen Barais. Rav Sheshet said as follows, hochik toni, Gachalei yochel bein oimemois bein loichashois. So Rav Sheshet said no. Gachalei gecholim means sai oimemois and sai loichashois. That's all still called agacheles. There's no shalheves, there's no eish, the translation of eish is not when you have a glowing coal. That's not called an eish. An eish means when you have a flame, that's called eish. So the Melus of Rav Sheshet said as follows. If you would say Gachlei, I would think that any Gachelis is good. Bein Oimemois, Bein Leichashos. That falls into the category of Gachelis. Talmud Leimereish, that a Gachelis is not good. He Eish, Yochel, Shalevis. If it says Eish, I would think that you need a Shalevis. Talmud Leimer, Gachlei. Okay, so maybe min haloichashos. Now we have gachalei eish. We have, it doesn't have to be eish. but it's not a gecheles either. So it doesn't have to be eish, but it is a gecheles. I'm sorry, it doesn't have to be an eish, it doesn't have to be a shalhebis. But al kaponim, not every gecheles is good. It has to be a gachelei eish, a gecheles that has eish in it. That's not eish, that's a gachelei eish. Abu Mikol Mokim, so that's what we see from Rav Sheshes, that Leuchishais and Aimimais, that falls into the category of Gachale. Gachale Yesh is Leuchishais. It's not an Eish, it's Gachale Yesh. Abu Baikob and Pesach, it says Liyesh. So there it doesn't say Gachale. So there you need an Eish Mamish. How could a Gachalas be good? Become mocking gecholim lo yikre eish, bekashe le rabbi, so it's a kashe on rabbi. That's the Gemara's kashe. Omar Abayes, Abaye answered the three tzorchi. Dachlei, not the way Rav Sheshes was miyashiv this deer in the barais. No, we'll say a little different. Dachlei, yochel oime mois, v'loi loich. If it's a gachalei, I would think you need oimemois. That's a taicha gecheles. Leicheshes is an eish. Talmud loimer eish. That's why it says eish. That a gecheles is not good. You need eish. E eish. Yochel rotzo. Shall have his yovi. Rotzo gecheles yovi. If it would say eish alone, I would think. So shall have his is eish. And leicheshes is also eish. Talmud loyma gachlei, so that's why it says gachlei. So gachlei is coming to tell us that what? That not every eish is good. You only need an eish of loycha shoys. That's a taich gachlei eish. Okay, tzad, maybe min a loycha shoys. So al kaponim, the way Abaye said pshat in the baraisa, so it's no kasha on Rebbe. He says, the Baraisa held that the Emerson from Eish alone you could be Marbe Leicheshoi. From Eish alone you could be Marbe Shalhevis also. That's all, that's Icher and Eish. Both of them are in the category of Eish. And the Gachle Eish is telling us that Shalhevis is not good. You need Gachle Eish. Which is Leicheshoi. Omarove Rotze, so now Rove is asking on a bite. So how are you saying Pshat in the Bereis? You think Pshat in the Bereis that if it would say Eish alone, Rotze Gacheles Yovi, Rotze Shalheves Yovi. If he wants, he could bring a Gacheles. If he wants, he could bring a flame alone. Like the Gemara, Shalheves Beloy Gacheles Heichem Ashkachas Lo. That means if you're differentiating between a flame and a coal, so vice to choish, that you're not saying a coal that's burning. You're differentiating a Shalheves and a Gacheles. So vice to choish, it's Shaykh a flame without having a coal. Shalheves Beloy Gacheles Heichem Ashkachas Lo. How is it Shaykh to have a Shalheves without a gecheles? And the Gemara could go in the shafye lemona mishche. It's possible. It's shayach that you rubbed a keli with oil. You smeared a keli with oil. The itli beinure, and now a fire is burning on this oil. So shayach teva shalheves without a gecheles. So memele, so that's pshat in the beraisa. Bal kaponim, we fa'emfot shitas Rebbe, that Rebbe that holds that a leicheshoyis is an eish, that's true, the Brais also has leicheshoyis is an eish. And fakel gachle eish, we only use this eish, that has a gecheles, lafuki shalheves. Frek de gemore, ahu lo malikro le mu'utei, frek de gemore, if shalheves means. If Eish includes Shalheves also, so why do you have to be Mamaita Shalheves? Ashtel of Neimelech Bosa Vedom in Oisin Kain of Neimelech Malchem Lochem HaKodesh Boruch Ulai Kolshke. So see later in Rashi that there's a chesoron in a Shalheves. A Shalheves comes with Oshan, it comes with smoke. Glowing coals, it seems, doesn't have smoke, but every Shalheves has smoke. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking, so why do you need a meal of Gachlei Eish to be Memaita Shalheves? without any miyut, I would know Ashel Heves. If Eish can include Leichashais, the way you're saying, so you don't need a miyut to, let it say Eish alone, and I'll figure out by myself. I can't mean Shel Heves, because Kal Vachayma. So it has to mean Leichashais. So why do I need this Yitoloshan of Gachle Eish? Elo Omaro. So therefore, Rav is said, a different shot in the Baraisa. Ritzochi. Gachle yachal oime mois, veloi loife shois, Talmud loime reish. So it says, eish, that loife shois are good. I eish, if it says eish, yachal yobi machze gachel es a machze shaleves. So if eish is good, I would think that it is permissible to bring in a burning log, that a chelik is a gachelet, and a chelik is a shalheves. And we just said before that a shalheves should only be mute, because it's a kal v'chomer of the melech bos of Edom. So the Gemara says, ada'ayu l'gavoy, l'gavoy avi kule gachelet. No, we're speaking about that Bishas Lekiche, when he's taking the Eish Mi'ala Mizbeach, so then he's taking Machze Gacheles and Machze Shalheves. So the Lekiche is he's taking a Shalheves, but by the time comes into the Kodesh Kadosh, so then it's Kulei Gacheles. And that was the Havamina. The Havamina was that it should be permitted to take a shalheves and to bring in a gacheles. Talmud loyma, v'lokach meloy hamach togach leyeish. At b'shas lekiche, shidmem yalom izbeyach, b'shas lekiche navi gecholem. That's the chiddush of kro, that we memayit shalheves b'shas lekiche. That's the meyit. But a shalheves b'shas lekiche toigdach net. You need a lekiche of gach leyesh, which is only gecholim leichashes. Iboy lehu. Oime mois with an ayim. Omar abitzak arozim leimemu began a lekim. So we see it is spelled with an ayim, not with an aleph. Let us see Rashi. Betrashi gachalei velokach meloi amachto gachalei eish. Ve'im nema gachalei veloi nema reish, yochel gecholim oimemoish. What's the translation of oimemoish? Kvuyes, that they're extinguished, they're not glowing. Avoloi loichashois, what does loichashois mean? Boyerois. Glowing coals. Tahanach lav gecholim hustome. That is not gecholim. That's not called coals. Ela eish. Talmud loimer eish. Bosa gachlei lovi es aloichish eish. To tell me, the eish gachlei eish is loichish eish. Nemar eish. Bloi nemar gachlei yochel shal heves. Loi gecholim loichish eish. The lav eish tomenino. Gecholim loichish eish is not considered an eish. Talmud loimer gachlei eish kikosingil tavayu. Oh, but my, then when the right one says both, gach ala yesh, mashme gecholim she yesh lohem eis. So, hagufi kashe amrit gach le yocholayim emais veloi aloichashay. Mid aloi mishtam aloi loichashayis from gach aloi, mechlal de loichashayis lab gecholim mikro. Umay mikro. Akochach eish. So, from the reisha of the baraisa would seem, if it says gachelis alone, I only would say you take oimemois. You don't take loichashes, because loichashes is an eish. That would seem like Rebbe Grah. Vahodotoni eish shalheves. It would say eish, I think vavke shalheves v'loi loichashes. Mashme v'loi loichashes. So b'aise is loichashes is not an eish. So memele, so we have to, so the b'aise itself is soisizich minei yubei. V'omar rab sheish is gossing. So first, before we ask any kashas, we have to first be miyashib, v'loshna b'aise. V'omar rab sheish is gossing. Yochel bein oimemois bein loichashois. No, when it says gachlei, gachlei includes both types of gecholim. Yeah, eize sheyutze to tavay gachlei mikra. Talmud loy mereish. Bosa gachlei la fuki ayme moist. I only need this type of a gecheles. The eish below gachli. If it would say eish without gachli, Yochel shall have it. The body eish stome in gecholim loiches eish b'mashme. Talmud loy me gachli eish lochi kosev tabayit. So stam gachli is ayme meisen loiches eish. And eish is telling me only gachli loiches eish. And eish alone means shall have it. Mikol mokim l'rabi kashim ditzrich gachlei shmamina ishtom ein gacheles b'mashma. We need gachlei to tell me that a gacheles, that loichesheis is good. So vaystois, loichesheis does not fall into the category of age. So it's a kasha an rabbi. Omar rabbaye tritzochi gachlei yochel oime mois v'loi loichesheis. No. Gacheles means only oimim mois. Beloiches shoyis lav gachlei nino. That's not gachlei. Ela eish. That's an eish. Talmud loime eish. So now it says eish. Tahainu loiches shoyis. Avo b'seife. That loi teimi. Yeish yochol shalhebis. Beloi gacheles. Ela yi eish yochol rotze gecholim loiches shoyis. Which is an eish. Rotze shalhebis. Beloi gecholim. The tavayu eish mikri you have a choice. That means gacheles means both. No, gacheles sometimes means only oimimai. So if you would say eish, I would think whatever is included in eish, either loiches eish or shalheves. Amad loime gachle eish, lamuti shalheves kredos, so gachle is mamayim shalheves. So then, b'shas, it gets to the Mizbeach, into the Kodesh Kadoshim. Then everything will be gachelos. The ilula yulei hochi to bring it in this matz of machzor shalheves. Vayitzach miyute. That you don't need a miyute to tell me you can't bring in a shalheves. Tov nebelach bosu v'domim mivin ud b'shalhaftem im neshem ala osham. This is smoky. Chiyitzach miyute. Chiyitzach miyute l'shas l'kich yitzach. We need a miyute for the shas l'kich. It should have a teres gacheles, ve'ein shalheves mashmi gachleyesh. So that is the mir. That b'shas lekiche cannot be a shalheves. Even though b'shas knisen kodesh kadoshim, it will be a gacheles. So the Tzfasemes Klerse, he says, l'chayre, if it has to be loicheshois b'shas he takes it. They says lachayre b'shas when he'll put it on, he'll bring it into the kodesh kadoshim. So lachayre then will become oimimais. I mean, if he started off with loicheshois, he'll end off with oimimais. The pasuk says menosan haktoires al ha'esh. So in the kodesh kadoshim it has to have a toires eish. So how do you do that? He says, "Akolchach tzorich lizoyish lo yisamamu kaidim nesinas akteiris." That means that was part of the avodas kohen gadol. He took lechatchila loicheshayis, and he had to make sure the whole time that he was bringing it in till it entered the kodesh kadoshim, it remained loicheshayis and it never became oimimai. The arozim lo yamemuhu. I think the lahiko, I think, is the hey is a guy. It's Lashi in Yecheskel seems lahiko es marisa. It did not make dull the mare, the fisha yenoa mikola ilonais, valchira melech tzul nema. So it's a lashin of dimming or dulling. the other arozim lehem amur bekan alekim. Zog Tosfos, Talmud loimar v'lokach, so the lokach is coming to tell us that this drosha, this combination of gachalei eish, that it should be gecholim leicheshois, you need already b'shas lekicha. B'shas lekicha be'inan the nehevi gecholim. In Taima, Faktaisis, Apilu leiksi v'lokach. Apilu, it would not say v'lokach. Elo gachalei eish, but it's just a gachalei eish. I could figure out that this mute on Shalheves is already Bishas Lakicha. Yadina did not have a Yacholim Bishas Lakicha without the mute of a Lokach. The Liyule, the Gabla Yitzvarech. To tell me that you can't bring in a Shalheves in a Veinik, I don't need a Posik. The Shemin Lame Kalvachim, a Mavne Melech Bosov Adam. Balkochach Makmina Leila Shas Lakicha. So Mamela, fellow, without saying the Lokach, we could figure out that this mute, we could figure out that this miut of Gachle is going on Shas Lekiche, because on Shas Knisse, Lekadish Kadoshim, Chesteitzach, it can be a Shalach. Mishloim Adavadi Leitzorich Kro, you're talking right, you don't need a posik to tell me that V'lokach Tavke B'Shas Lekiche Yinik Gachle Yesh. You would say Gachle Yesh alone, could also figure out that it's going on the Shas Lekich. LBF Shalichta bin Yanach Ela Velokach. You can't say Samas Egach Leish. You have to have a flow in the Posik. So that's what the Taylor said Velokach. Bein Hanami, if the Posik could flow without the Velokach, we could figure out by ourselves that the whole Halacha of Gachle was only said by the Lekich, by the Knisse Vashteitzach, Shalheves is no good. Zog to Mishne Vaita, Noga Bechalsoi Shel Tano. Here we're speaking about that the Kolben Pesach that was being roasted in the Tano, so it touched the Cheres of the Tano. So the Mishne says, Yikloif Es Mikoimoi. So you have to be koilef to take off the outer layer, that which touched that chalik, which touched the tanu, you have to take it off because this chalik became also. Let us see Rashi. Noga bechalsoi shel tanu, noga ha-pesach, bechalsoi shel tanu. The Kolben Pesach touched the cheres of the tanu, yikloif mina pesach, Mokoim shenoga betano. This area that touched the tano, this has to, you have to be koilef, this mokim. Kine meforesh bigmore, what's wrong with this mokim? Shenizbashel shom mechoim atano. This area was cooked from the choim atano. Veloi lieshu. So this area is also bachile. Because this was not Sliyesh, this was Sli Machmas Dovarach, Kedamor Leel. Mishum Shenemar Sliyesh, Sliyesh, Shnepa Omim, Limuuti Tano Shegolfoi. That means if you have heat from an Eish, which at the present time is not Mekusha to the Eish, so that doesn't have a shame Eish. So the Choin, the heat which is Niklat in the Chalseyatano, that is not an Eish. That is not called Sliyesh. The Cheres Atfonis, Goruch V'yoymetu. The Cheres Atfonis is no Eish. There is only heat that is Nivdal from an Eish. So Memele, the Kolben Pesach, the area of the Kolben Pesach, which touched the Charsei Atanu, became Nitzla Machmas Dovaracha. So Memele, you have to be Koyleves Mekoyme. Rabbi Kivega brings down from the Kreisi Uplesi, that the Kreisi Uplesi asks a very geschmacke kasha. He asks the area, the layer, the top layer of the Kolben Pesach that touched the Charsei Atanu became Nitzla Machmas Dovarache. That's good. So that's also Bachila. With a laugh, a toichlu v'menu ki im tzliyesh. You're only permitted to eat something if it is the Korban Pesach that is Sliyesh. If you'll have, it's not Sliyesh, it's Slimach Mazdova Racha, it's also Bachila. So this Klipa is also, that's for sure, this Klipa is also. But that's the place he asks, but the Klipa next to it, it should also become also, because by Sli, if you have, let's say, yeah, there's a Mishnah in Gidan Noshe. There's a Mishnah in Gidan Noshe. What happens if a person roasted a Yerech together with a Gid? The Gemara, not a Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about if you cook a Yerech with a Gidi, or you cook a Yerech with a Gid also. Sorry. If you cook a Yerech with a Gid, so the Mishnah says that everything becomes also if there's not Shishim connected the Gid, because the Bishul brings the Tam of the Gid into the Yerech. So there's not shishim, so the whole yerech becomes osa. That is if there was bishul. The mother says, what if there was tzli? If you roasted the yerech together with the gid, so by roasting, the blia of the gid does not go into the whole yerech, because there's no mashke to bring the tam of the gid into the whole yerech. So then there's a shailen taisvis, Al Kaponim with only Asos, Kedei Klipe or Kedei Netile, the area, the layer, right next to the Gid, Al Kolchoch is Boileya from the Gid. Since they were roasted together, Al Kaponim, this area is Boileya. So this area is also, the area next to the Gid, the layer next to the Gid is also, not because this is Gid, the Gid is the Gid. The area, the klife, or the kmokim kedei netilo, which is next to the gid, is also because it is boileya from the gid. Like the placey, so since we have over here, in the Korban Pesach, we have here one layer of meat which became also bachil, that nitzle machmas dovaracha, the layer that came in contact with the chalsei atanu, so this layer became osa bachila. So this is a chepzidi surah. This is not allowed to eat. This is Korban Pesach that is not sliyesh. It's a lav loisoich lukim sliyesh. It's a lav anachila. So al kaponim, the layer which is next, it should also become osa. Because it's by layer from a chetichadi surah in sli asos. Al kaponim, can they clip it? So why does it say in the Mishnah, Yikloif es Mekoimoi? With the Pashtus of Mishnah would seem that the Mekoimoi means only the Klipe that was Negeya to the Chalsei Atana. L'chayri should be also Koilef, the Klipe which is next to this Klipe. That's the place he's Kasher. And the place he says, maybe B'doichik will say that Yikloif es Mekoimoi means Takeh, The second mokim, we come to include the mokim that is next to the klipe, which touched the tano. Rabbi Kevega says, as I daf malan him shat in the Mishnah, there's no other way to learn shat in the Mishnah. So, yiklev es mekaimoi, the way Rabbi Kevega says, is koilol and includes two klipes, two layers. The layer that touched the chalsei atano, that layer which was nitzle al yedei dovaracha, and the layer which was next to it, which is boileya from the top layer. Zok the Mishnah weiter, notav meiroi tvoi al hacheres. Now we're going to speak about the juices of the Korban Pesach. So some of the juice of the roitev of the Korban, some of the juice of the Korban Pesach fell al hacheres, fell on hacheres. And we'll see it became hot from this cheres. So now, this juice already is nitzla al yedei davarache. It's not nitzla al yedei ha'esh, it's nitzla al yedei the cheres, the chayim acheres. The chazar elo, and now, it went and jumped back onto the Korban Pesach. Is yitoil es mekayma. So here, the Mishnah is telling us, so now if you have osadikya juice, so the osadikya juice will penetrate into the Korban Pesach, it will go more than Kidei Klife. Here it goes further to Metilas Mokim. You need, this is a larger area. We have to go deeper into the Korban Pesach and to cut that area away. Because this became also because of the Reitev HaAsura. Let us see Rashi. Notach betanu. It dripped on the tanu mi Reitev, from the Reitev, ala cheres. On the cheres, on the chalsi atanu. Bechozar eilov, shechozar shumo, shenischame min acheres. This fat, which was heated up by the cheres, the nivla be pesach, and now the juice went and was nivla into the korban pesach. Yitel es mekaymai, so the whole area over here that the reiter penetrated into, we have to take away the smoke. Leisagi le beklife, here it is not sufficient klife. Ela binetile yofe yofe ba'oivi. Here you need an etile smokim, you have to go deep into the korban pesach. Why? The shumin nivla besoichai harbe. The shumin was nivla besoichai harbe. Ba'oisoi shumin mevushal minacheres. And this shumin was mevushal minacheres. Now, could be Rashi is saying a mouthful over here. There is a big problem. We'll have weiter and daf ayin vavam et aleph that the Rabbeinu Tam had was ma'irer a big problem. Pashtis, we learn that the iser that is chal on the reitev when it falls on the charsei atano. The Isser is because it's Nitzla al Yedei Dover Acher. Became Nischamam al Yedei Dover Acher. So Rabbi Netam had a problem. Rabbi Netam had, if it was roasted already, this Reutiv was already roasted while it was on the Korban Pesach, so L'chayre, there's a Klal Ein Tzli Acher Tzli. It's roasted already. So watch out, it's Nitzla now al Yedei Dover Acher. You can't roast something twice. It was roasted. So because of this, Rabbi Netam has a whole akimte that we are speaking about this reitiv that dripped off the Korban Pesach was still in a matzav of Abar Naim, was still no. It was partially roasted. It wasn't roasted completely. We're still speaking about that the Korban Pesach had another 3/4 of an hour to go in order to get well done. And the juice also was only partially roasted. So that's how the Rabbi Netam learns. Pshat, Rabbi Netam says, so now if this reitev, which was partially roasted, fell on the chalsei atano, so now it was nishlam, the tzli, or a chelik of the tzli, al yidei davaracha. So now we have a psul of tzli machmas davaracha. That's how the Rabbi Netam explained the Mishnah. The Svasemis wants to say over there, Lulei Divrei Rabbeinu Tam, I mean, Rabbeinu Tam is making a Meiradike Kimte, that it is speaking about that the Reutiv was not completely roasted. The Svasemis wants to say, could be the Reutiv was roasted, was completely roasted. Speaking about that the Reutiv is roasted. Ah, if the Reutiv is roasted, so there's a Klal in Tzliach Hatzli. So the Svasemis wants to say, but when you have Reutev al Gabi Cheres, that is called Bishel, not Sli. That means that you just have juice that is being roasted, that is being heated up by a hot Cheres. If Kozman, the juice, is in the Korban Pesach, so there's no liquid, so it's part of the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach is being roasted. That's cool. Just know that the heat is roasting the Korban Pesach. That is called tzli. But the minute you have juice that drips out on a hot surface, and this juice will now be bubbling, it's not called you're roasting the juice. You don't roast the liquid. That liquid is being cooked. So Lamaisa, so he says, the iser on the reitev is not al Nitzle machmes dovaracha. It's also als boshel mevushel. And the Gemara learns that in the second perek. That even though ain't tzli achatzli, but as yesh bishel achatzli. That means if you cook the korban pesach, or you cook the chelik of the korban pesach after it was roasted, so memele, so there's an iser of mevushel. So it could be that Rashi is moiridik meduye. Va'oisoi shemen mevushel min acheres. Rashi doesn't say over here, the chesoren of tzli machmas dover acher. Rashi says, va'oisoi shumen mevushel min acheres. So it could be the iser, and the shumen is, because it's mevushel. It was, so there's an iser of mevushel. Nota meiroitvoi ala soilet. Let's go back to the Mishnah. Notav meiroitvoi al hasoilus. Now, case number three. That the roitev of the korban pesach fell into flour. And we'll see the way Rashi says pshav. The flour was very hot. Is notav meiroitvoi al hasoilus. Is yikmoitz es mekoimot. So now we have to study the soilus. And each chelik of the soilus that is oily, we have to take this away. Because, so this chelik of the soilus was, this chelik which has fat in it or oil in it, this chelik was, we'll see, nitzle al yidei the soilus. Let us see Rashi. Notach miroitvoi ala soilus. Meforish bigmore. Besoilus roisachas. Here we're speaking about soilus roisachas. The matvi roitvoi, the roiter, will get roasted. Mechaim ha soilus. From the heat of the soilus. Avetli machmas dover acher. It could perhaps be, Sfas Emes doesn't say this late in the sugi, but it could perhaps be, here Rashi goes back to tzli. Because since it got mixed up with the soilus, so now it is, it's not cooked anymore, now it's like it called tzli. Avetli machmas dover acher. Therefore, it's yikmoitz es mekoimot. Yes. The Yisraif Oisai Koimitz, Kishar Kochim Psulim. Rashi says, what do you do with this Koimitz? You burn it, Kishar Kochim Psulim. So the Tzlach asks on Rashi, why did Rashi wake up over here? That means, we had this Shaila before also. We had already by Yiklev Es Mekoimai, Yitel Es Mekoimai. The Rashi didn't say, what to do with it. And all of a sudden here, by Yikmaitzes Mekoimi Rashi says, you have to burn it, Kishar Kochim Psulim. Then he asks the Psakashe that, Rashi is a Meforish, not a Pesach. So how does, we come to Sarayim, that's not Rashi's job. Rashi, the Mishnah is Yikmaitzes Mekoimi. What you do, then you ask a Rob what you do, but that's not Rashi's Tavkit. Here's a Psaholshtik Teure on this Rashi. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Sachai b'shemen trume. What is the halacha if he smeared the korban pesach b'shemen trume? We'll see this was done either when it was raw, and it was roasted later with the shemen trume, or it was done after it was roasted. There's a few matzovim that we can learn shot in the Mishnah. We'll see later in the Gemara. But sachay b'shem en trum. So he wanted it should be mamish kulei kodesh, the sakolben, and then it has it's coated with shem en trume. So the law is as like, im chaburas kehanim, if the whole chabure consists of kehanim, there's no problem, it's yoichlu. And we see from over here, agav uche, that means even though the Mishneh is also speaking about that bishas, it was, it could be this was before the tzli, that he put it on when it was raw and he roasted it. It doesn't make it mevushel. This small amount of sikha does not make it mevushel. And it's kosher. Yoichlu. Chaburas kanim yoichlu. Im shel Yisrael. But what if there's Yisraelim in the chabure? That's bitter. So they won't be able to eat the Kolben Pesach. It's im chayu. So if the Kolben Pesach is still raw, they did not roast it yet, yadrichenu, so you should wash it off in order to enable the chabure to eat the Kolben Pesach. This is their Kolben Pesach. The menuim on this Kolben Pesach. It's a very difficult choice. I mean, mitzad echad we ma'abit truma here, but we don't have an eitzah. We can't. It's a shaila either the Kolben Pesach or the truma, and it seems the Kolben Pesach wins. But in order to enable them to eat this Kolben Pesach, which was geshochtem, they're the menuim on this Kolben Pesach, so we go and wash off the shemen shel truma. Din tzlihu, what is the din if it was roasted? Yikleif es achitzay. So then you're kailif the outer layer of this Kolben Pesach, from a mele, then the chabura will eat it. Sochoi b'shemen shel maisa sheini. What is if he smeared, he coated the Kolben Pesach with shemen shel maisa sheini? Lo yasenu domim al b'nei chabure. He should not ask from the b'nei chabure, Abaisai, I added on some dressing to the Kolben Pesach. I would wish you should pay for this. She'ein moichin maisa sheini b'rishaloyim, because you do not sell maisa sheini. Let us see what Rashi says. Im chai yadichenu, b'loi bola. It wasn't b'leia. If it were a piece of meat and you have oil on top of it, so you just wash it off. Sli, boi klife, mishum de bola. That was b'leia ready from the shemen shel truma. Ein moichin maise sheni b'rishaloyim, b'filu lo'oich lo'i shom b'kdushe. It means we're not speaking about that he wants to be mechallel the kedushas maisa sheni on the money. It should become chulin. No, that's poshet that you can't be mechallel maisa sheni in Yerushalayim. Afilu lo'oich le'sham b'kedush. He wants to make a mechire that fakert. It will remain maisa sheni. It won't be nitfas the domim. The domim won't get the kedush of the Shemin shal maisa sheini, but I'm just selling it to you. Tachiyir b'mimcha derech v'nasata b'kesef, see? So Rashi brings a posik of chilu. This Tosis is going to ask on Rashi. We start off with mechira and we end up with chilu maisa. Let us see Tosis. Zog Tosis yitoil es mekoimoi. Zog Tosis v'leisagi lei beklife. The second case, that the Reitev was Chozar, it went back to the Kolben Pesach. So Pesach was asked why before it says Klife, and there it says Natilas Moke. And for Pesach, we shall Reitev Nivla Yoiser Besoichai. The Reitev penetrates more. So, Mela, so therefore you need Netilas Mokim. Vim Taima Fraktosis, if that is the case, so let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. Noga Bechalse Shaltano. Hamai Sagilei Beklife. Why is it sufficient Klife over there? It says Yikloif Es Mekoimoi. Halei Haroitev Sheyesh Beoisoi Kedei Klife. The Roitev, which is in this Kedei Klife, that means we have here a layer, the outer layer of the Kolben Pesach, which consists of boso and roitev. So this roitev became nesa, a roitev sheyesh ba'isei kedei klipa nivla bepesa, al kedei sheyitales mekoymoi. So the roitev sheboi should penetrate, that means even the boso can penetrate, but upon him the roitev should penetrate. So kedei sheyitales mekoymoi, k'may notav mi roitvoi v'chozer eilo. That means, so here you have roitev, which was in the psara pesach, and that was nitzlai dei davaracha. So this roitev should penetrate into the korban pesach in the tilas mokim. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Bechol dovor haneser betzli. The kaimel and deini neser, deino neser elo kedei klipe. All the time, let's say, we mentioned before that agit hanoshe, that's mechuba tayerech, so if you roast it together, so here Tosfos assumes that it's only the yerech, only the git only ashes kedei klipa. Tosfos and Chulon says nitazay, that's a problem. But let us say Tosfos here assumes that the git will ask the yerech kedei klipa. So, fektach taisvis, v'chol dova ha-nesar betli, dikaim londein ha-nesar l'kadei klipim, k'dei klipim, fektach taisvis, machmas ha-roitev sheboi, since there's roitev in the dover also, yeser ad k'dei sheyitulas mekoymai. It's the kash in our Mishneh, and the kash in everything that something that you have a dover. So taisvis asks, every time we find that that a dover ha'osa asas betzli k'dei klifim, this roitev in the dover ha'osa should penetrate more and should asa k'dei netila. The ikel lo'ukme, so Tosfos answers both kashes, b'she'ein roitev ki im ma'at. There's only a small amount of roitev. Umaat roitev ene oiser kol kach kedamrinem bigmore shani siche de mashu obdilo. The Gemara says later, afilu, we would have a chaim that is sufficient to be mavliya lat, that'll be in the sugi of ilogova, tatogova, alkoponim, if the amount of iser is very minute, it can only ask a kedai klipe. So Memelos Tosfos says, so we will say that here it is speaking about that the roitev in the basar is minute, so therefore the only asas kedei klipe. Vim tzlihu yikloif es achitzai. If we're speaking about sochoi b'shemen shel trume, so we say if the korban Pesach was tzli, so you have to be koylef the mokim that of the koylef, you have to be take off the outer layer of the korban Pesach. So Tosfos says bechol inyan mayri. Our Mishnah is speaking about an oloifanim im tzli bein cham, could be that the tzli is still hot. Bein tzayno, bein cham means. Poshet Pshat and Tosfos is that after he took off the hot korban pesach, he wants to rub in shemen. He rubbed in shemen shel trumah, or bein tzaynon, or it could be after it cooled off. The korban pesach had cooled off already. Now he takes shemen shel trumah and he's soch the korban pesach. If it is cold, so why do you need klifa? Let him just be mediach, just like by chai it says, you're permitted to be mediach, so why can you be mediach by tzli that's cold, tzli tzoynon? So Tosfos says, the mitoich shehu rach, since it became soft because of the tzli, boileya afopi she'enoicham, period. Now, Tosfos said, ashtik toich. That means Tosfos says that even when it's cold, it's also beileya. That's a shtik toich. And then Tosfos says a hezbo, why is it that way? Alumdus, because it's rach. Now Tosfos wants to emphasize, why do I have to bend over backwards and say the shtik toich with a beer? Let us say that the whole case of tzli is speaking about when it's cham. Why do you have to say a shtik toich that that Sli Tzoynon is also Beleia Kedei Klipe. So Taisa says, because if you learn Elech, the Mishnah, you have to say this. The Dumye Dechai Ktoni. The Mishnah says two cases. He was Soch Chai and Soch Tzli. Now Soch Chai is speaking about that the Chai is cold. So Soch Tzli is also speaking about that the Chai is cold. But Aval Pikein, you need Kedei Klipe. That Sli Tzoynon is Al Kalponim Beleia Kedei Klipe, since it is a Dovarach. Lefi she'ein moichin meiser sheini birushaloy. Perish bekunteris. Why can't you sell meiser sheini? Dechir be mimcha aderech v'nosata be kesef. The posik says that you could only be poide only if you're berichot mokim. The kashalari the hakro. What's the right from the pasuk? The hakro bepidyon mayri. Shemaitziyoi migdusha osoy. Their pshat chilu means that I'm transferring the kedusha. I'm taking off the kedusha of the ma'aser sheini machal leil dovarachel. There is a gzeiras akosev that this procedure of chilu can only be done chutz lirushalayim berichuk mokim. Avol hocho, but here we're not speaking about we want to be mechalo, the shemen meiser sheni. Afilu loichlo b'kedushos, ki the perish bekunteres gufe. V'ochin ami mash melishne de moichin, mi leitoni mechalo lim. V'yei, so memelo weiss is verkehrt, that here he doesn't want to be mechalo, he wants to sell it. He coated it with shemen shal meiser sheni, he wants money for it, it costs money. But he doesn't want to be mechalol the kedushas ma'aser sheini. V'yesh svarim shekosav v'em shein poidin, avarashi kosav shein moichin. So if the transaction, which we want to make here, is a transaction of mechire and not of chilol kedusha, so Taisvis asks, so why is this osir in Yerushalayim? The pasuk that says you need richak mokim is only speaking about the transaction of chilol, not mechire. The nira l'ri de birushalayim gozru midarabonon mechire otupdiyim. They asked to make mechire in Yerushalayim, because if one makes mechire, one might come to make pdiyim, the osa min ha-teire, and pdiyim is osa min ha-teire. So mechire is osa midarabonon tak. L'rashba nira d'loi osu mechire elo mishum bizoyein mitzvah. It's not als gzeire mishum chilu, it is nam bereish meseches meiser sheini, shein moichin oisoi, vein memashkenin oisoi, vein shoiklin kenegdo, you can't use this as a weight to figure out what something else weighs. So just like ein shoiklin kenegdo lochere is also als bezoyin kodesh, so memeile ein moichin oisoi is also als bezoyin kodesh. L'chayre, according to this Tam, it's not only in Yerushalayim. According to this Tam, it should be also whenever. You're not allowed to sell Ma'aser Sheini. Just like L'chayre in Shaitlin Kenegdoi. L'chayre, Suadin, Chutz L'Yerushalayim. It's schwer because the Mishnah says, B'Yerushalayim. Mevisit. Zokti Gemore, Itma, we learned Amachloikis, Rav Shmuel. So first we're going to see the things which there is no Machloikis between them. Cham Lesoich Cham. Zokti Rashi, Cham Lesoich Cham, Boso Reiseach, Lesoich Cholov Reiseach. You have a hot piece of meat that falls into hot milk. Oy echot shel iso ve echot shel heta, or you have a hot piece of nevela that falls into kosher soup. Yeah, cham l'soy cham, divrei hakel oso. The bola heta me iso, so on the second case that you had, let's say, osa cham, so the heta will become oso. If both are cham, the heta will become oso. Tzoynon, l'soich tzoynon. What if both of them are
Tzoinon, they call Divrei Hakel Muta. So according to everyone, it's Muta. Cham L'Soich Tzoinon. But what if you have something hot that falls into something cold? Or V'Tzoinon L'Soich Cham. Or the other way around, you have something cold falling into something hot. You have here a clash between two entities. One has heat, one is mechamim, one is mekara. What happens when these two entities clash? Is Rav Omar ilo gova? So Rav says the ilo. Now what falls into the category of ilo we'll speak later, but let us now learn kipshutoi, that ilo means the thing, the top thing that fell into the bottom. That's called the ilo. Ilo gova. So whatever the ilo is, that is goiva. That means what happens to the tato depends on the ilo. If the ilo is ham, so the ilo will be mechamein, the tato. It'll be mevashalit, it'll be mavliya in the tato. If the ilah is tzoinon, so the ilah will be mekarer, will be mitzan in the tato. So whatever happens to the second entity is dependent what the ilah was that fell into it. That's shitas rav, ilah gova. Ushmuel omar, tato gova. Shmuel holds the opposite. The dova hamikabel, the thing which is on the bottom, that is the goiva. If that is cham, it's mechamin the ilah. If that is tzoinon, it's mitzanin the ilah. Zogt Rashi. Ilah gova, ha'elyoin noitzeyach. That which is on top, that is the noitzeyach. That is the machriya, hilka. Cham lesoich tzoinon, also. So the tzoinon is also. Because the Elyon heats up the Tachtoin. So now we have two entities which are hot. Uboli me'adodi. So now it's equivalent to Cham L'Soy Cham. So you have two hot entities and one is Beileia from the other. V'tzoinon L'Soy Cham Muta She'Elyon Mitzanen L'Tachtoin. Fakel. You don't have two hot, not fakel. They become both cold. El yimitzanin el etachnim v'loy boli. Ushmul omar tato gova. Hilkach cham l'soich tzoinon. Is muta, because the tato is mitzanin. V'tzoinon l'soich cham osa. Again, Rashi goes off the track and is a poisik over here. V'af al gav de hilchase kerav v'yisuri. Oho ilchase kishmul, batanya tarti mas nise kebose kedlekamon. We'll see weiter in the sugya. There are two beraises which are araya to Rav. To Shmul. Now we pask in tato gova. Zog the Gemara. Now let us see how our Mishnah will stim with Rav and Shmul. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. Notav meiroitvoi al hacheret. Some of the roitev dripped on the cheres, the chozar elov, and now it sprung back to the korban pesach. Yitel es mekoymoy. So the halacha is that you have to need netilas mokim, the mokim a roitev that was chozar to the korban pesach. Kasal kedaitoch, the gemara that Havmin had understood, becheres tzoinenes, that the cheres was cold. The reitiv was hot, and the cheres was cold. Bishloim le'rav da'omar ilo govar. So according to Rav, the Rav holds ilo govar. Mishim hochi yitel es mekoymoy. So according to Rav, we can understand how the reitiv becomes osa and asos the korban pesach. The ozal reitiv, the reitiv goes, yev hat reitiv, kosher reitiv. This roitev was heated up for tzliyesh. But now that this roitev falls on the charseyatano, martech leilecheres. So we say ilo goval, so the ilo is mechamein v'cheres. So now you have a hot cheres also. A chelik of the heat which is in the roitiv gets transferred to the cheres. And now the cheres which has heat will be martech leile roitiv, will warm up the roitiv, will heat the roitiv. And now that the roitiv springs back to the Pesach, komat vi Pesach machmas chamimusa de cheres. So now the Pesach, see, Tosfos doesn't want to learn like this, but Pashtus of the Gemara is that now the Roitev, which was Neshamen, Al Yedei Chalsei Atanu, which was Neshamen Al Yedei HaRoitev, but Al Kaponim, the Chalsei Atanu was Neshamen the Roitev, is now this Roitev will roast the Korban Pesach, Machmas Chamimusa de Cheres. Rachmona omatzli eish v'loitzli machmas dobarach. So according to Rav, I can understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about that the cheres is tzoinon, and because of the haloche of ilo govar, so the cheres will eventually heat up the roitev, and the roitev will heat up the korban pesach. Hello, the Shmuel, the Omar Tato Gova, but according to Shmuel, Shmuel holds Tato Gova, Cheres, given the Tzoinan who, Akuri make a Leila Reuter. Since the Cheres is Tzoinan, the Cheres is the Tato Sofaker, it won't get heated up through the Reuter, nor the Hapn, but the Hapachu. The Cheres will be Mitzan in the Reuter. So what happened? Nothing happened over here. You hear hot roitev that cooled off. Ma yitol es mekoymoi. So why is it yitol es mekoymoi? What's wrong? What is wrong with this? What is wrong with this roitev? This roitev got heated up. What is wrong with it? Amayitol es mekoymoi. That's the most kasha according to Shmuel. And for the Gemara, kida Omar Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Shmuel b'seiles loisachetz. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar Shmuel said that the case of seiles that is speaking about that the seiles is hot. Ochinami becheres loisayach. It is speaking about that the cheres is hot. The cheres is hot. So memelos. Now the cheres was mechamein the roitiv, and therefore the roitiv can answer the korban pesach. Zogt Rashi, Voho de cheres mechamem leile roitev, Daha vitzli machmas dover achem. Now here we see not the way we said in Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah said that it's also als voise shumen mevushel min acheres. He wanted to say that Rashi holds like the Svas Emes, that there's no Isser of Tzli, the Isser is als Mevushel. Here Rashi says, Nitazoi, V'hod ha-cheres u'machamem leile roitev, Ave Tzli machmas dobaracha, Tzli machmas dobaracha. Akuri make a light. But according to Shmuel, it cools it off. V'ama yitel es mekoymoi. Why should it be yitel es mekoymoi? It's, nothing's wrong with this roitev. So why am I yitel es mekoymoi? Loi garsinen bekoylef es mekoymoi sagi. Napshat the Gemara's kasha is that klife should be enough. Not the kasha is why do you go so deep and make natilas mokim? You should make klife. There's no reason why you should make klife. If the roitev is adover hamuter, so memeles, so you don't need anything. That is pshat in the Gemara's kash.